AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump lost his latest bid for a new judge at his New York hush money criminal case. Judge Juan Merchan declined to step aside. The decision comes as the case heads toward a key ruling and potential sentencing next month. The request was the third from lawyers for the Republican presidential nominee. Donald Trump will have an opportunity to recalibrate his presidential comeback bid with a rally and speech in North Carolina. Aides and allies say Trump must sharpen his arguments against Vice President Kamala Harris and draw a clear policy contrast, especially on the economy. A new AP Nork Center poll shows Harris has a perceived advantage over Trump on several leadership qualities, including honesty. The AP's Amelia Thompson-DeVoe reports there are some warning signs for Harris.
Americans are equally likely to see Trump and Harris as a strong leader and someone who is capable of handling a crisis. But there were also some warning signs for Harris in the poll. Only about 6 in 10 Democrats trust her to do a better job than Trump handling the war in Gaza, for example, which was low compared to other issues.
A top Hamas official, Osama Hamdan, tells the AP the militant group is losing faith in the ability of the U.S. to mediate a ceasefire in Gaza. A new round of talks is scheduled for this week. There's mounting pressure to bring an end to the 10-month-old war with Israel. Hamas is especially resistant to Israel's demand it maintain a lasting military presence in two strategic areas of Gaza after any ceasefire. Ernesto is a hurricane after hitting Puerto Rico and the U.S. and British Virgin Islands as a tropical storm. Albert Bryan Jr. is the governor of the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Worst of the storm is over. Now we got to figure out how we wait out the rain, clean up, get the power back on, and get back to work.
Ernesto is expected to reach Bermuda as a hurricane by Friday. This is AP News. A Senate race in a battleground state is now in place.
Wisconsin voters set the field in a closely watched Senate contest, with Donald Trump's pick, Republican businessman Eric Hovde, easily winning his primary Tuesday. He'll face Democratic Senator Tammy Baldwin, political newcomer, and another Trump pick, Tony Weed, defeating current and former state senators in the GOP primary for a deep red district.
Are we better off now than we were 4 years ago? And the answer is a resounding no.
Audio courtesy WBAY. And in a swing House district, Democrats made Rebecca Cook their candidate to take on a GOP incumbent. The election, the first under new legislative maps more favorable to Democrats. I'm Julie Walker.
Mexico's president lashed out at U.S. funding for a Mexican anti-corruption nonprofit group and said he will send a diplomatic note to the U.S. government in protest. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.